Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. Yesterday we spoke to AXA. I'm really keen to hear if any one of you is still sort of trying to deal with your issues in relation to what happened to that technical glitch that AXA experienced yesterday, whether all of your family members were sorted. How did you resolve it? I'd love to hear from you. 086 000 00 959. The Minister of Tourism was actually there at the airport herself when all of this happened yesterday. Patricia de Lille, Minister of Tourism, is on the line with us. Minister, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. How are you, my sister?
I am so well, Auntie Pat. I believe you were right there when all of this happened yesterday.
Yes, I was definitely held up in a plane for almost 2 hours. And, you know, it just had a knock-on effect on all my meetings yesterday in Joburg. But, you know, the chaos experience yesterday just underscores the urgent need for AXA to thoroughly understand the root causes of these issues. And they must address them because, you know, and then what shocked me most was that, you know, such a big, important international airport, you need to have a contingency plan that you can swiftly activate. But also it is clear there is no maintenance, a regular maintenance of the airport infrastructure. And so as people were calling me, you know, the one lady was crying. She was saying, I've saved the whole year for this trip. Now I'm going to miss my connecting flight. And it was just so sad. And I do hope that they will do an investigation, because tourism plays a vital role in driving the economy in our country. Mm. And we rely a lot on domestic tourism. It's the bedrock of the sector. So you can imagine how they have reacted yesterday. And I said, please, you're fighting with them. Don't fight with me. You're fighting with the wrong person. But I did have a chat to Minister Barbara Creasy today, and I did request a meeting with her. Mm. And, you know, she will be able to tell us, you know, what she plans to do regarding this problem. Because I checked in 2022,
yep,
the same thing happened. And a question was put to the then Minister of Transport, who acknowledged at the time that it is maintenance problems that they also have. And now we're in 2024, and we still experience the same problem.
I mean, so you obviously are going to be speaking to the Minister of Transport to get some sense of, you know, a clarity on all of this. Did you hear what AXA had to say publicly, and how did you, you know, feel about what they had to say?
Yes, I did look at the statement issued. But, you know, saying sorry afterwards doesn't bring back, you know, the money that people have lost. You know, they've lost out on a number of days that as part of their holiday packages. And it should just not happen. And we also have the G20 finance governors and finance ministers in our country, because we've kicked off the G20. Mm. And, you know, I'm worried about the like that. So we must put preventative plans in place. Mm.
So obviously, do you know when your meeting will be, Minister?
Well, we were together in Mpumalanga today.
Okay.
And also there, they rely a lot on tourists coming from Mozambique and coming from Eswatini, because they've got this agreement amongst the three countries.
Mm.
And because of the problems at the border, and Minister Creasy was there yesterday, it's definitely going to impact on tourism in Mpumalanga. So I know she's busy with that. I'm waiting on her office to give me some feedback. You know, but she's heavily involved at the Lebombo post there that she visited yesterday too.
This is quite a concern for us, Minister, because we've, you know, the past couple of days we experienced the strike that was embarked upon by pilots, and we thought that was over and done with, and now we find ourselves with technical glitches. I'm not sure how confident you feel about this upcoming season with all that we are experiencing.
My concern is that they can't give us a guarantee that it's not going to happen again.
Mm.
That is my concern.
Mm.
Yes, they were bringing in jet fuel from nearby the airport in trucks. But when those trucks are on the runway, other planes can't land. So I do hope that they can do a thorough investigation and make sure that we've got a seamless travel for tourists and business people who will be using the airport. Then you also see in the news there might be some liquidation problems mm-hmm. at some of the other airports. And it's just all at once. And I'm saying that, you know, just a few weeks ago, AXA released their financials for the year. And we were all very happy that they made quite a substantial profit also. But I think that profit is not a profit. It's money that was supposed to be spent on maintenance. But I think all stakeholders, we must come together yeah. and working together to restore confidence in our airport system mm. to ensure a seamless travel for tourists and business travelers together.
Minister, this may be slightly off the issue of AXA, but I think it's all interrelated,
yes.
as you're saying, that, you know, maybe all yes. stakeholders need to come together. We now are experiencing a situation where there are tensions with taxi owners and drivers who are relentless about not allowing passengers to travel together. And this is going to be quite a big issue when people maybe gather together as families and travel together in maybe big modes of transport, and they are somehow disrupted because the taxi drivers are feeling like, you know, business is being taken away from them. And we don't seem to get to the bottom of this. Your thoughts on that?
You know, it's been a long, hard year for all South Africans.
Yeah.
And we know this is family time coming up. People travel from all over the country to go and visit families. And my hope and prayers really is that, you know, during the 2010 World Cup, if you can recall, we were all so well behaved. Mm. We welcome our visitors. And please, can we, you know, just put the problems aside, allow South Africans to have quality time with their families that they see once a year. I have not been directly involved in that, but only what I've seen in the media. But South Africa's got a history that once we sit down around a table and talk about our problems, you know, not only talk about it, but come with solutions, I'm sure we can find each other, yeah. but it's a concern for the travelers that rely on long distance taxis also to get to their places.
I appreciate you talking to us. I know it was very last minute, but thank you very much for that. And hopefully...
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. And Minister, maybe when you've sort of had a good sense of, you know, the way forward and you've had a conversation with Minister Barbara Creasy, maybe you'll give us a bit of an update.
I definitely will do so.
Really
I make a promise.
It. Thank you
Thank
very
you,
much.
Pamela. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Minister
Bye-bye.
Of Tourism, Auntie Pat, is how we fondly know her, Patricia DeLille.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.